So begin by making yourself comfortable, either lying in bed or sitting in a comfortable chair. And take a nice deep breath in through your nose, hold it for a moment, and then release the breath through your mouth, feeling the relaxation starting to flow through you. And as you lie yourself back, you can settle down and begin to relax and just make yourself nice and comfortable. You can notice the weight of your head resting there on the cushion or pillow. And you can be aware of your head relaxing on that cushion or pillow, knowing that it will support the full weight of your head. So you don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or neck. You can just let your head rest back, nice and relaxed, and let go. And you can relax your shoulders too, because you know that chair or bed will fully support you. It can take your full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fibre of your being, as you just relax back into that chair or bed, fully supported. Because now is the time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just lie back and relax. And your mind can drift in dreams. You hear all the sounds around you. The sounds inside the room. The sounds outside. None of these things need distract or disturb you, as they just comfortably remind you the world is safely still turning. And you can allow yourself a moment to just rest back, relax and let go. You can let go of any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders, ease off those muscles in your back, down your spine, down through your pelvis, and along the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles and all the way to your feet, and your toes, even your arms and every finger, loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you pay attention to your breathing, that gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself, and with every breath you take, with every word I speak, you can just let go. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. And it doesn't matter if you find you can't imagine all the things I'm asking you to. You might even find your mind wandering quite a bit, so that my voice just fades into the background. And that doesn't matter either. The sound of my voice is going to continue to relax you. And it really doesn't matter if you don't hear a word I say. Because very soon now, you are going to be more relaxed than you've ever known. Imagine yourself standing at the very top of a green hill on a tropical island. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders, and you can see the long grasses around you moving slightly in the gentlest of breezes. When you look down the hill, you can see a narrow, winding path that disappears into a small forest. Beyond the forest, you can see the ocean, with sunlight from the clearest of blue skies glancing off the tops of the waves in the bay, so that the whole ocean seems to shimmer and sparkle. You begin to move lazily and easily down the path, with the ferns and grasses brushing gently against your legs as you pass, and you just catch the faint smell of salt borne in on the breeze, and become aware of the distant sound of the ocean on the shore. Maybe you hear seabirds calling faintly from a long way off. You marvel at the deep sense of calmness and tranquility that sweeps over you as you move on, down and down towards the forest, moving so easily, so effortlessly, you feel almost as though you're floating on air. and in no time at all you find yourself drifting through the trees, their leaves closing overhead to form a canopy, their branches making an irregular pattern against the clear blue of the sky. It's pleasantly cool in the forest, and the gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly, and the scent of the trees and undergrowth relaxes you still further, as you move easily into the inviting depths, becoming lazier and lazier with each step that you take. You can hear a stream somewhere, its gurgling sound gradually mingling with the sound of the ocean, as you follow the winding path down and down towards the beach that you know is in front of you, weaving through the trees and brushing aside the occasional piece of foliage, until, quite suddenly, you feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders again, and you find yourself on a beautiful deserted beach. A beautiful golden shoreline sweeping away in a gentle curve in front of you, to a distant point where the trees seem to come right down to the shoreline, so that their branches actually seem to overhang the ocean itself. You can feel the sand warm between your toes as you stroll lazily across the broad beach to the water's edge. The sand becomes a darker golden colour when you get there, and you enjoy the change to a moist, firm coolness beneath your feet as you wander along the shore, leaving a lazy trail of footprints in the sand behind you. Every so often, a larger than usual wave sends rivulets of water foaming around your feet. And as they recede, you notice how the sand is washed away from tiny coloured pebbles, glinting like jewels in the sun. The smell of the ocean, the sunlight on the waves, the sound of the water hissing over the sand, all these things seem to create a sense of timelessness for some unknown reason. And you find yourself a comfortable position, a grassy hollow maybe, to just sit and gaze out across the rolling depths to the horizon, trickling warm golden sand idly through your fingers. There's a faint haze which makes it difficult for you to see exactly where the sky stops and the ocean starts. And as you try to fathom it out, you see a small white cloud appear from somewhere near the horizon. It comes towards the island quite quickly, growing larger as it approaches, until it's immediately overhead, the largest, fluffiest, whitest cloud you can ever remember. And you somehow know, just by instinct, that you can let all your worries, all your cares, all your fears just drift up towards this large white cloud. You can actually see them drifting away from you in a long, slow spiral. Maybe like smoke from a bonfire. Just spiraling away from you towards this large white cloud. The cloud absorbs all your worries into itself, swallowing up all your fears and anxieties and becoming steadily darker all the time. Until, just as it reaches its darkest, just as the last part of that spiral of your worries and cares disappears inside it, the sun bursts through, dispelling every one of your worries, every one of your fears and anxieties to the edges of the universe, leaving you totally relaxed and perfectly at ease with yourself, without a single care in the world. And now, all your troubles and cares having floated away from you, you settle yourself down into a comfortable position and just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And while you sleep, you have a dream. You dream you're walking down a long corridor, stretching away in front of you in a long, gentle curve, so long that you can't actually see the end of it. But you know that this corridor is in the very depths of your subconscious mind, in the part of your mind that knows just what to do and just how to do it. And as you begin to move along this beautiful corridor, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, you realize that time and space are beginning to lose their meaning. And slowly, the walls of the corridor seem to dissolve, leaving you in a large room. The room is full of a gentle golden light that relaxes you still further. And you suddenly realize, with a surge of inspiration and pleasure, that what you once saw as limits are merely stepping stones to greater success. One wall of this room is like a huge television screen with words and images flashing across it too fast for you to see. And you realize that this is information being transmitted to different parts of your mind and body. And you use your mind to will it to stop, and as you do so, the screen clears and the word ready appears in large flashing letters. Now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you, and everything I say will be accepted and acted upon by your subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, and the way you feel, and the way you behave, night after night, over the coming days, and weeks, and months. I want to remind you that your life can be fun, and every phase of your life can be a joy. And of course, it all now depends on you. Because you, and only you, can allow thoughts to live in your mind. And how you think determines how you feel, and how you feel influences the world around you. And you can learn to choose your thoughts with awareness of their power. You can seek beneficial thoughts in your mind, and day by day, you'll find more and more how important it is to choose your every thought with care. Because the thoughts you seed in your mind, the concepts and beliefs you accept with feeling, inevitably become your own living reality. How you choose to think today influences all your tomorrows, and your life is too valuable, too miraculous to be left to chance. And you may of course wonder how the subconscious control mind can so easily arrange for you to achieve whatever objectives you have in mind. Once you detach your thoughts from problems and make a firm decision about the direction in which you want to go, this is understandable, because each and every one of us has a vast sphere of reality. And the way this life-sustaining mind works is governed by strict universal laws. Whenever you allow your conscious mind to become focused on your problems, you drag your problems into the future with you, and they automatically attract still more of the same. Your own negative thought patterns provide the psychic energies that feed your problems and keep them alive. So just relax and switch the polarity around, and focus your thought energy on how you want things to be, rather than how you don't want them to be. Withdraw all your thought energy from the problems, so that you attract the solutions. You attract good fortune like a magnet. The control mind now knows what you want, and what you want, or something even more useful, presents itself. As though what you've been always seeking has somehow always been seeking you. Seeking to find creative expression in your everyday living reality. And the incredible fact is that it has. And this is the fresh pattern your subconscious control mind will now carry forward from your childhood to your adult life, free from problems and self-limiting influences that only arose through misunderstandings and false beliefs. You're entering a new world of experience, a new quality of life, a more elevated mental and emotional vantage point from which the best options and opportunities in life are always available and will always be seen. Now, while you're pondering on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once there was a village in a very isolated part of the world. So isolated that they very rarely saw visitors from the outside world, and the people of the village had a secret. They had a magical painting. It had been given to them by a stranger back in the past, in a time before anyone could remember. The stranger had said, "As long as this picture stays in the village, everything will go right for the people of the village," and the people felt safe having this picture. One day, another stranger came to the village, and the people, being very hospitable, made the stranger welcome, and they let him stay in the room where the painting was kept. When they got up in the morning, the stranger had left and the painting had been taken away. The villagers were desolated. They felt their happiness had gone, life could never again be the way they'd pictured it. They looked out of the window and the blue sky had turned dark, the trees had stopped blooming, the birds no longer sang, and they felt very sad. Then one of the young women of the village walked over to where the painting had been on the wall, and she started to paint her own picture. She started to paint a beautiful painting of trees and birds, and then some others joined her, and soon all the people were cooperating making this painting. They all got so absorbed in this painting, and it wasn't until the young woman looked out of the window and said, "Look, everything is changing," and they realized the sky had become blue again, the birds were singing again, and the trees were back in bloom. As you go deeper now, each easy breath relaxing you, calming you, you can be aware of how comfortable and peaceful you are becoming. As your body relaxes and your mind relaxes with it, filling you completely, I would like you to imagine that you are in a sailing boat, all alone, floating on a lake. All around are mountains, their steep sides covered with forests of pine trees, their peaks snow-capped. You have sailed to the very centre of the lake, enjoying the fresh crispness of the air and the scent of the pine forest carried on the breeze that drives the boat, filling the sails at a gentle but exhilarating pace, the splash and gurgle of the water as the boat cuts through the gentle swell, the creaking of the rigging and the crack of the sails as they fill with each gentle gust of air. You can now be aware of how good you feel, alone with your own thoughts, alone with the sounds of nature all around. A calm, natural peace that knows no concerns or troubles. Nothing disturbs that peace. Nothing bothers you at all. Now the wind drops to almost nothing. The sails flap limply as they empty of the wind that drives the boat forward. The surface of the water becomes calm, still, flat as a mill pond. The surface ruffled only now and then by a gentle zephyr. You feel the sun warming your skin, comfortably warm, soothing and relaxing you. The quiet surrounds you now, broken only by the gurgle of water beneath the hull, the faint sounds of birdsong, the occasional splash as a fish rises to take an insect. Calm, peaceful tranquility surrounds you and envelops you. You lie down on a soft cushion on the bottom of the boat, unconcerned at the lack of wind, knowing that the engine is there and in perfect working order, when and if required. You look up at the crystal clarity of the blue sky. Small clouds, perfect and white, hang above and around the tops of the mountains, visible from where you are, so relaxed and comfortable. The still air carries the sound of some fishermen casting their lines from the shore, and there, the distant tone of a church bell calms you, relaxing you more with each note. High in the sky, a jet trail marks the progress of an airliner, etching its progress towards the far reaches of this wonderful world. And you relax even deeper, feeling within a calm, comfortable heaviness that is so pleasant, so very nice. The boat drifts, rising and falling with the almost non-existent swell. You are looking now at the very tip of the mast as it sways gently. It appears to touch the clear blue sky above. The air is so clean here. You can taste it, and you can feel the calm tranquility. Absorb that gentle peace, and you drift too with thoughts that are pleasant and calming. You breathe in peace and calm with every gentle breath, breathing out anxiety and stress. Here you have the time to reflect on those things that have caused you stress. You have time now to assess carefully and with a clarity never before available to you, the importance and the relevance of so many different things. You realize that you've fallen into a habit of reacting in a manner which has proved stressful for you. You have reacted to stress in the same way that a ball responds to a red rag or to the matador's cape. You resolve now to ignore the red flags and to calmly reflect and decide on the most peaceful and effective way to live your life. Calmly, confidently, in control. Knowing that you are in control of you and of your life. Things that are stressful are so because we allow them so to be. And you are now that person who is aware that you do have the choice. You choose to be calm and unaffected by the rush and hurry, to make unhurried and calculated decisions that are the right ones for you and those who are important to you. You can be aware now of the peace, the calm, the confidence that fills you, expanding within you, and you enjoy the stillness, the warmth of the sun, the subtle sounds of nature all around, the sights and the scents that can allow you to be aware of the larger world, the depth of the water beneath you, the natural world at peace with itself, as all troubles and cares fade into unimportance, insignificance. You feel so much stronger now, aware that the strength comes from deep within you. It was there all the time, hidden for a time beneath turmoil and stress, but now no longer shrouded within a veil of negativity or lack of confidence, it shines through. And you recognize the strength that is yours and resolve now to use that which is yours to your highest benefit. As the boat drifts, you know that it can be so easy to allow the prevailing winds to take you wherever they will. But in your vessel, you have the power when the winds blow to tack and to steer, to use the winds as you choose to guide which is the right way for you. And you have in reserve too that engine, that power, which can mean to you that you have complete choice in the way you go. But it can be pleasant to drift, knowing that you can choose freedom, calm, confidence, and you will you not? If you ever feel burdened and stressed, you can choose to get into your boat and drift whenever you need to, whenever you want to, using the strength that is yours, and so growing stronger and stronger with every day. Now each and everything you do better than you've ever done before. You approach each new task with complete ease of mind, knowing that you are relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind. Calm, relaxed and confident. Every day your confidence grows. That means that tomorrow your confidence grows, and the day after it grows stronger than before. As you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger as more and more your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. Each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control, calm your mind, disregard troubles, and you are calm, relaxed, poised, competent and confident. You are your own person. And from now on, you go forth into the world looking forward with a new and determined optimism, armed now with new knowledge and understanding of that person you are. Unique and special, your real self, confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important and to recognize what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you will be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday has gone, and with it has gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can color with imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real, and for this moment we live, and then. That too is gone, either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted. You can choose too which reality is yours, and you will you not? Now, if it's time for you to go to sleep, you can just let yourself drift off to sleep, and tomorrow you'll awake feeling refreshed, relaxed, revitalized and energized in every essence of your being. You'll take all the positivity with you through the week ahead. So now, just allow yourself to drift off to sleep, enjoying the music as it fades away.